You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast from 1600 ESPN.
Game. That coming up and more. 319-366-1600. That is a text line available to you. 319-366-1600. That is a phone line as well. If you'd like to pick up the phone and give us a call, that is 319-366-1600. As we come your way on a Thursday edition of the program. And again, thanks for listening to us. As always, if you miss any part of our local shows, you can give us a call on the give us a call on the text line, as we mentioned, but also if you miss any of our local shows, you can go back and listen to those on our podcasts. They're available at kgymradio.com, Apple, and Spotify. As we do thank you for reaching out to us and listening to all of our local shows. And I do believe Mark Dukes is with me now. How are you?
Hi, Scott. Good afternoon, everyone. And yeah, the first call says it was blocked. Was there something you weren't going to tell me? Or
I didn't do it.
Minor glitch. We're ready to go.
I've been having all sorts of problems with technology over the last 24 hours. I'm just going to put it that way. I don't know what is happening. It's not me. That was not me. The other technology part is not me as well. We're going to hopefully get that rectified. But, hey, we move on, right?
We're good.
We're good. All right. We're going to talk to Kevin Lehman, the coach, coming up here in just a little bit. Get you an Eagles Hideaway scoreboard update as well. We got NBA basketball coming your way tonight. We'll tell you more about that before 4 o'clock here as well. Again, text line 319-366-1600. And the phone line is also 319-366-1600. And we start things off, though, with really sad news today, Mark. I should have opened with maybe a tribute. The home run call, the famous home run call for the great Bob Uecker, the Milwaukee Brewers radio announcer for so many decades, who we found out passed away earlier today at the age of 90. Get up, get out of here, gone. I know I didn't do it as well as Uke, but no one does it as well as Bob Uecker. But a tip of the hat to him. And right now, he is entertaining a lot of people, I would imagine, up in heaven at this point.
Well, he's an American treasure, really. Well, not just a baseball treasure, but an American treasure. His work with, radio, 50 years with the Brewers, and I'm anxious to hear Spencer's take, him being a Brewers fan from 4 to 6. His appearances on Carson and Mr. Belvedere and all that outside of baseball. He said at his Hall of Fame induction that baseball was still the main thing for him. And at 90 years old, Yogi had his Yogi-isms. It wasn't really Uke-isms, because Uke was self-deprecating in many ways. And I love so many of his lines. The game at Wrigley Field, he said, "This is one of the oldest parks outside of Yellowstone." and not so long ago, was the last year in the clubhouse, and the Brewers won the division or whatever they won. He peed his pants, said he peed his pants. I mean, this was Uke. And there were so many other great lines that he had, and so entertaining.
Yeah, you mentioned the playoff run the Brewers have had over the last several years. I think the last for most people anyway, probably the last picture of Bob Uecker was in the celebration in the locker room, the clubhouse for the Milwaukee Brewers after they had clinched a playoff spot. Unglamorously, perhaps, had that incident. Or maybe not, I don't know. Might have just been Uecker being Uecker, I don't know. But he got to call playoff baseball for his last games. That was terrific. I'm glad that happened. I wish he was around forever. And do yourself a favor, go back, and you mentioned his stops on Johnny Carson, on Letterman as well. He was the ambassador of baseball. He had so many great stories, and a book I highly recommend that I believe he wrote in the early 80s. I have a copy at home. I have read it on a couple of different occasions. Catcher in the Rye. Now, no, not to be confused with the great American novel of the same name, although it is Rye is spelled differently between the two books, Mark. But it will have you laughing out loud. It is that good.
Yeah, and there's so many other examples of that. I was watching a clip of a young Euchre being on Carson earlier today, and Johnny was putting up pictures of Euchre, various pictures, and one of them was having champagne poured down his mouth in the Cardinals locker room after they locked up the pennant. And Johnny said, "Yeah, this is you and Gibson and the boys celebrating the locker room." And Euchre said, "No, I'm just, that's me just getting ready for a game."
A dry sense of humor.
Said it with a straight face. I mean, he was one of a kind.
He was going to be so missed. And yes, Greg, we gave a get up, get out of here, gone to start the show here today, and a tribute, the home run call for Bob Euchre. Greg, pour one out tonight for Euchre. All the Brewer fans out there, fans of baseball, really, Mark, as you mentioned. And he had a sojourn into the acting career, television with Mr. Belvedere, but I think everybody remembers him most as Harry Doyle from the Major League movies. He made Major League 2. It was really no other reason to watch Major League 2 other than Bob Euchre, and he was just a part of the grand ensemble of the original Major League that made it one of the great baseball movies of all time. And, of course, that movie was filmed in Milwaukee, by the way, the old county stadium, not in Cleveland. Sorry to spoil if you did not know that, but that is a little-known fact about that particular movie. And he was tremendous as Harry Doyle.
Nobody's listening anyway, right?
Right.
Cyclone Tim loved him being pretended to be choked by Andre the Giant.
Yes. Yeah. 319-366-1600. Greg, yes, watch Major League with your son tonight. I think a lot of people are going to be watching Major League in the next few days. Just an outstanding movie. It's a good movie. No, it's not going to win any Oscars or any other awards, any Golden Globes or anything like that. But as far as baseball movies are concerned, and I don't want to turn this into, we've had that discussion in the summer before, Mark, best baseball movies out there. Major League is in the top five. I don't think there's any doubt about it. Yeah, it's different than The Natural and Field of Dreams, but for comedic baseball movies, you cannot beat Major League.
No, I would agree with that. And I mean, Euchre was a pretty solid defensive catcher, except for one year when he had to catch Phil Niekro, and he led the league in pass balls. And I think most catchers would have led the league in pass balls that year, catching a knuckleballer like Niekro. But that's how he got to the major leagues. It wasn't because of his hitting. He was a lifetime 200 hitter in, what, a half a dozen major league parts of a half a dozen major league seasons. But you got to have some skill to get to the major leagues, but Euchre would always kind of poo-poo that as well.
1156 on the text line saying, lifelong Cubs fan, but a lifelong Euchre fan. I think a lot of people, you just never heard a bad word about Bob Euchre. And thanks to my buddy Mark here, who is in Milwaukee today on business, just sent me a photo of American Family Insurance Field, and they have a tribute on the message board to Bob Euchre, as well they should. 319-366-1600. Yes, 3108. Saying that his brother passed this last year. Major League was our favorite movie. After it went with he and his brother, they know every line. And yes, just a bit outside. That's kind of the way to describe our shows, or at least our show here, Mark.
Yeah, and Kyle had a good one, remembering that Uke told his dad the Braves were going to sign him for $3,000. And his dad said something along the lines of, "That's a lot of money. I'll try to pay it."
If they'll take you.
If they'll take you, yeah.
Thank you, Kyle, for that. If you got any more Ukeisms out there, love to hear them on a day that we celebrate the life and times of Mr. Baseball Bob Uecker, who passed away earlier on today, the voice of the Milwaukee Brewers, and Uke passing away at the age of 90. And yeah, all those commercials of a particular beer brand, yeah, they were classics. I would love to see those again. We'll never see those again because you'd have to pay the athletes and the actors way too much money. But you know what it is out there, Mark. Our listeners know the brand and those commercials, and they were outstanding.
Like almost everything that Uecker did. And 3108 weighing in that his brother had passed away last year in Major League was their favorite movie, and they know every line. And some movies are just like that, and I think for some people, especially 3108, that's the case.
Yeah. Caddyshack and Major League, maybe the two sports movies of all time that have lines that are just memorized. Everybody's got them. 319-366-1600. So pour one out for the late, great Bob Uecker coming up this evening. Going to talk to Kevin Lehman, the coach, here in just a little bit, and we will have our Off the Glass segment. It is brought to you each Thursday by Chris Lehman with Edge Realty Group in Iowa City, and we will do that coming up here in just a little bit. But we do need to touch upon the happenings at Hilton last night. Iowa State with a big victory over the Kansas Jayhawks in the top 10 battle in the Big 12 Conference as Iowa State jumped out early, despite the fact that Milan Muncilovic is out with, yes, it has been confirmed by many people, a broken left wrist. Obviously, that's going to be a loss, but next man in mentality for Iowa State, Mark. And 74-57 as the Cyclones got Hunter Dickinson in early foul trouble and really were never headed in that game.
No, the Hilton Coliseum crowd showed up, and the Cyclones did as well. And this is not a bad Kansas team by any means. It's inconsistent. It's not a complete team. Iowa State very much is a complete team. I mean, T.J. Altzelberger played eight guys last night, inserted Watson and Jones in the starting lineup. You go down those eight players, Scott, and if you watch that game, you could say something or multiple things about each and every player, how they contributed to this win. And it's true almost every night.
It is. Chatfield got the start last night because the fact that DeSean Jackson was late to a video session. And in T.J. Otzelberger's world and in many other coaches' worlds, not just T.J.'s, but, hey, you know what? You're late, you're going to be punished, and did not get the start last night. But he came off the bench with 17 points. I mean, Iowa State used all those fouls with Chatfield, Jackson, and Jefferson to really harass Hunter Dickinson. Cyclone Alley was, I guess, at its very best last night against Hunter Dickinson. That, according to several reporters that were there, it may not have been a PG night to have your child next to the Cyclone Alley. Let's just say that. But Curtis Jones got the start last night. Can the sixth man for Iowa State win the MVP of the Big 12?
There's no rule against it. No, nothing says he can't be, and he could be. I mean, he's the leading scorer for this team, the second-ranked team in the country, and is largely come off the bench. You mentioned that he and Chatfield started last night, and you and I thought maybe he should still come off the bench, but it didn't matter. He was phenomenal in the first half, 20 points. He ended up with 25, and just uncanny. And he's kind of a late bloomer because he came out of Indian Hills, went to Buffalo. You know, then he was a hot commodity in the portal, and T.J. Otzelberger grabbed him. And my goodness, he's one whale of a player. And of course, and he, we'll ask Kevin Lehman, should this guy get All-America recognition? I mean, best player on the number two team in the country, why not?
We'll ask him that. It's amazing that, of course, today after, I mean, Iowa State has been winning all year. But after a win against Kansas on national television in front of a lot of eyeballs last night, seemingly there are, I mean, I saw at least four podcasts today devoted, college basketball podcasts devoted to talking about Iowa State. Like, nobody knew that this was happening in Ames all through the year. You know, saying that, this is, like you said, this is a team of, they're mutts, really. There are a lot of them that were maybe underappreciated, under-recruited, and they've all come together. And as Bill Self said after the game last night, he said, this team's got all the pieces. They can beat you in so many different ways. And it is true. And Iowa State and Auburn, in my humble opinion, being a college basketball junkie, are right now head and shoulders above everybody else. Now, Iowa State's without Momchilovich. Broome is out for Auburn. Obviously, a little bit, nothing against Milan, but it's a much more major injury for the Auburn Tigers. I think Broome's going to be back earlier than Momchilovich will be. We'll see how it plays out, but to me, they are the two best teams in the country. And yes, 96-63, they are real good, and they could easily be in the Final Four, for their defense is unreal. And with Jones popping threes, you got that happening. You got Taman Lipsey doing what he does. He just stuffs the stat sheet. Nothing amazing. I mean, he's not going to go off usually for 22 points or anything like that, but he just runs that team. If you go out and try to guard the three-point line, Gilbert will take you off the dribble, or they'll get it inside to Jefferson or Jackson. It's just a team that is absolutely loaded.
It is, and we may be singing a different tune come Monday because Iowa State has to visit West Virginia on Sunday, and West Virginia, without Tucker DeVries and a couple other guys, they're kind of banged up, but they posted some really nice wins, so that's going to be a test for Iowa State. But the Cyclones are just a collection of three-star guys, to use a phrase, I guess, a collection of three-star guys who have come into their own. The chemistry is terrific. An eight-guy rotation that kind of interchangeable parts in many ways. You know, you look at Keyshawn Gilbert, who was amazing in Hawaii, and kind of, has kind of tailed off in scoring. He had eight assists last night. But if it isn't him, it's going to be Lipsey. It's going to be Jones. It's going to be Jefferson. It's going to be somebody else on a given night. And sometimes a lot of those guys will contribute. You know, as I said last night, you look at Nate Heise, came up with some terrific defensive plays. Each and every one of those guys contributed positively.
319-366-1600. Yes, Bill Self said afterwards, one of the Cyclone guys was delighted to start, and another played really angry because he didn't start. And, yeah, great. I don't get the A.J. Storr situation. He's just sitting on the bench, stagnant for Kansas. To me, watching that last night during bowling, we'll get a Bowling Night in America wrap-up, by the way. We aren't forgetting that today. Watching that, it looked like Kansas just don't look like a team that's on the same page right now. And it was really exposed by what Iowa State did in that game last night. Let's go to Troy. I assume Troy in Muscatine County, or is it Cajun Troy? Troy.
Muscatine County. Muscatine County.
All right, Troy. How you doing?
Well, great. Well, good point. I think the praise that Coach Self shared right there one of the neatest things I've heard an opposing coach say about that team. But I don't buy it that they're not going to be turn it around, because the Drake transfer was mired on the bench there too. And then they all of a sudden wake up around the tournament time. I have two other quick points. The Major League film, the plot line was so cool because it so many times it's come true since then. An owner that's undermining the team that actually seems to want the team to fail. And you see that play out in real life with these different owners. I just thought that was a really cool plot line of that. And, of course, a hilarious movie, and Bob Uecker was hilarious.
True.
One other parallel I wanted to draw was the Hawkeye women's program. It seems like, you know, they had two championship seasons, and now they're expecting to just keep rolling. It reminds me so much of when I was a kid, 1979-80. Iowa wins the Big Ten. They go to the Final Four. They lose an All-American. And then the fans are expecting the same thing. And 3 years later, Lute left.
Very much so. All good points. All good points right there. Thanks, Troy. Appreciate it.
Have a great day.
You too. 3:26 here on the Gym Class here on 1600 ESPN. We're going to talk some college hoops more. Iowa State, Kansas coming up with Coach Kevin Lehman with our Off the Glass segment. We'll do that here in just a little bit, Mark. But want to get it to you for an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update at this time. It's brought to you by Emil's on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. They're right across from the Lindale Mall next to the Home Depot. And you can check out their terrific and delicious menu. They are online at emilshideaway.com, or you can go to kgymradio.com as well. What do we have?
Speaking of women's basketball, the Iowa women host Nebraska tonight, 6 p.m., an 8.5-point favorite against Nebraska to break the Hawkeyes' three-game losing streak. The NCAA yesterday approved a plan to pay women's basketball teams for making the NCAA tournament. A revenue sharing for men's teams who make the tournament has been in place for several years. The Iowa-UCLA men's basketball game tomorrow night is still scheduled at Pauley Pavilion, last I looked, although Fran McCaffrey said there still may be some doubt as to the site of that game because of the lingering fires in the Los Angeles area. And finally, Fox Sports has reached a multi-year deal to televise LIV golf events. That tour begins in February. Fox Sports will show events on its various platforms, including Fox Sports, FS1, and elsewhere.
Yeah, Fox really doubling down on their expansion of televising sports, not only with LIV Golf, but the NTT IndyCar Series now moving over to Fox for this year. So they will continue to have NASCAR, the NFL, and more. So really starting to dive into it. You talk about Iowa-UCLA, Mark. James Allen from University of Iowa Communications just put out the game notes for tomorrow. It is still scheduled to be played at Pauley Pavilion, as of right now anyway. So we're about, 29, 30 hours away from that tipping off. But as of right now anyway, Iowa-UCLA still on tomorrow night at historic Pauley Pavilion. We'll talk about that. We'll talk Iowa State and Kansas, everything in the world of college hoops, and we'll do it with the coach, Kevin Lehman. We'll talk with him when we return. You're listening to a Thursday edition of the Gym Class right here in Eastern Iowa's home for sports, 1600 ESPN.
Eastern Iowa weather from 1600 ESPN.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your weather first forecast, and there's going to be plenty of sunshine today. It is going to be a bit breezy, but will be above freezing and in the mid-30s. Tonight, there'll be some clouds passing through. Temperatures only drop into the low to mid-20s, though, as the winds pick up out of the south. That south wind and some more sunshine will send temperatures into the 40s tomorrow. Unfortunately, that's ahead of a strong front. It'll be dropping temperatures Friday night into Saturday, leading to bitter, brutal cold Sunday into early next week. That's your latest weather first forecast.
Life's busy, and Quick Start gets it. Whether you're grabbing fresh coffee, a bakery treat, or a quick meal, Quick Start is your go-to for quality and fast service. From clean restrooms to fresh groceries, easy meal options, and guaranteed fuel, we make your day easier. Plus, enjoy perks like free ATMs, free air for your tire, and sweet rewards with the Quick Rewards program. everything you need in one stop and always a friendly see you next time. Quickstar, where your day gets easier and better.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Leaving for the gym so early?
I'm ready to go.
Since you started taking Nugenix Total T, you've been acting like when we met in our 20s.
I feel like myself again. Lower testosterone after turning 40 slowed me down. Nugenix Total T has been a game changer for me.
What is it about Nugenix Total T that's different?
It's a key ingredient called Tesnor. It boosts free and total testosterone to help you get back the drive and energy from your youth. Total T is backed by 5 clinical studies.
I've seen the huge difference it's made for you in the gym, at work, and in the bedroom.
I'm so glad I sent them a text for my complimentary bottle. Text LION to 321321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Nugenix is the number one selling testosterone-boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now, and we'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text LION to 321321. That's LION to 321321.
I'm Chris Shooter Lehman. The nickname has followed me from my college basketball days. Lifelong Iowa City resident and the youngest of 9, I've been involved in real estate for the past 25 years. I have extensive experience in both residential and income investment property. That gives me a definite edge in guiding you through today's changing market. I will guide you through the process and you can make informed decisions.
Chris Shooter Lehman with Edge Realty Group. Email shooter at edge-realtygroup.com.
Back with you right at 3:32 on the button here on a Thursday edition of the Gym Class. Tomorrow, Friday, we'll take a look at the NFL playoffs, have the pick six for you. Very NFL populated coming up tomorrow, so look forward to that. 319-366-1600. I've been talking to Iowa State, Kansas. The late, great Bob Uecker. We've been talking about that here on the first half of the program. If you missed anything, go back and listen to the podcast available at KGYMradio.com, Apple, or Spotify. And we now turn to more college hoops. It is Thursday, time for our Off the Glass segment, which is brought to you each Thursday by Chris Lehman with Edge Realty Group in Iowa City. And from Punta Gorda, Florida, for you, Kevin, from Chris. Passing the ball today, asking you to let us know about Bobby Knight's congratulatory phone call to Eldon Miller after your UNI Panthers beat LSU.
I need to be a realtor. He's in where? Punta Gorda, Florida?
Punta Gorda, Florida.
Oh, hey, before we go into this one, I got to give a shout-out to my guys at Enterprise Rent-A-Car, 3216th Avenue Southwest in Cedar Rapids. Jesus and Jeff, and Jeff is a Jefferson grad, Mark. He's late 70s, said. These guys listen to you guys religiously.
Wow.
And they hooked me up because there were no cars at Cedar Rapids Airport when I left Tuesday morning. I had the UNI game, and I had to hump into Chicago for the UIC. But anyway, thanks to those guys because they took care of me big time.
Well, I'm glad they're good listeners, and hello out there to you.
All right, and so you want to know about
you got to tell us about Bobby Knight calling Eldon.
Okay, we played in a tournament in Vegas, and the tournament had LSU, UNLV, Wisconsin, and us. And it was supposed to be a tournament. Well, the first night, we beat LSU. You remember Bob Knight was not a fan of Dale Brown.
No.
Not at all. So that was our first signature win. McDermott, I think, was probably a senior. Nick Nurse was a junior. Our second year in the program. So it was the first big win that we got out in Vegas. They actually switched it on as we were supposed to play UNLV in the championship. They'd already done a made for TV them against LSU because LSU was ranked like top 15. We beat them by 15. But anyway, we come to the top of the steps after playing noon ball. The offices in the Unidome, football and basketball share an office, and we shared the same secretary. Caroline Thompson was so good, they decided just one secretary. We come up from noon ball. I'm with the football coaches. Kevin Boyle and I would always play Mark Farley and Terry Allen, those guys, at noon ball. And she goes, hey, some guy named Bob Knight called to give Eldon congratulations for beating Dale Brown. She didn't know who he was. He just won the national championship like, what, 2 years before?
Yeah, 87.
We said, well, what'd you do? Well, I told him he wasn't here, and I hung up. But the best part is Walt Klinker was the old offensive line coach. He'd been there forever. I think he actually played under Bob Devaney at Wyoming. And he looked at Caroline and said, Caroline, if Bear Bryant ever calls, don't hang up on him. says, oh, I certainly won't. And he goes, good, because he's been deceased for 10 years.
I tell you what, we'll get to this, but Indiana may want the ghost of Bobby Knight to be their next coach.
Yeah, I'm going to throw this name out there, Chris Beard, the first name I'm going to throw out for that job, because it looks like it's going to come open, guys.
Yeah. Well, they are still celebrating the names, I think. And now, apparently, the world of college basketball, podcasts, columns, et cetera, suddenly found out how good Iowa State was last night, and everybody's talking about them today.
You know what's interesting about that team, Mark and Scott? They're one turnover away from being undefeated and ranked number one in the country. One turnover in Hawaii against Auburn, or they'd be at the top of the heat. Maybe it's a little better that they have a loss. Take some pressure off. But when you play Kansas, because it's still Kansas on the chest, and you beat them that easily at your place, then you get some national attention. Because, you know, this isn't one of Bill Self's better teams. It may be by the end of the season, get some traction. But, yeah, everybody's kind of – they caught their eye at what they're doing at Iowa State. And even Joe Lenardi's got them up there like a number two seed today, the number two overall seed, I should say.
Kevin, I'm glad you opened with Jeff and the boys. Jeff's a good friend of mine and a big basketball fan. I can guarantee you that. But I'm glad you got to visit with them. But in terms of this Iowa State,
I was almost late for the shoot-around, Mark, because we talked hoops for about 20 minutes. I had to get to the Evansville shoot-around. I almost missed it.
I believe it. As far as Iowa State goes, we were talking earlier, and I think it's our opinion that this is just a great team, underscored team. But you look at Curtis Jones and his story about going to Indian Hills and Buffalo and now Iowa State. And Scott made the point, why not him for the player of the year in the league and maybe All-America honors? What do you think?
I think we should do this, Mark. I think there should be a national Sixth Man of the Year award. We don't have one. I think if we did, he obviously would get it. But I think we should have some. We've got every other award. I think they should start one there. And, you know, when he was at Buffalo, they were in the Virgin Islands. Jim Whitesell, the Iowa Falls native, I think he played at Loris, coached at Loyola. He was the coach at Buffalo. And I watched Curtis Jones. He was like 1-for-10 the first game, got a little better the second game. And then when I saw that Iowa State had signed him, I thought, this kid, I don't think he's very good. But he certainly has really improved his game, which most players do under T.J. Altenberger. And as your friend Jeff said, they all get better with that coaching staff at Iowa State. And I said, well, TJ sold half those guys from Northern Iowa. Kyle Green and the rest of those guys were Northern Iowa. Crawford were Northern Iowa assistants.
They were.
I'm with you on Curtis Jones. Yeah, Curtis Jones. Think about this, guys. This is the number two team in the nation. I don't think they have an NBA draft pick on that team.
Well, maybe a lot of mocks had Momchilovich in there this year. At the start of the year, he's kind of fallen off a little bit, and now with the injury, it might be a blessing in disguise because I think there's no doubt he's coming back again next year.
Yeah, good point. They like his size and his ability to stretch defense and shoot it, but you know, I don't know if he's tough enough to play in the NBA, but he's definitely got the skill set they're looking for. I think what's going to happen now with Momchilovich out is Heisey's got to start making some shots for him. Nate Heisey, the U and I transfers, got to be able to knock down some three-pointers to spread out the defense. They need someone else to pick up the three-point shooting, and Heisey can do it. He hasn't shot it extremely well for Iowa State, but I think it's there.
Yeah, and like I said earlier, Momchilovich, big time, a lot of stars behind his name. Some other guys coming in next year, going to be big-time recruits. But other than that, this is a team that's kind of filled with a lot of mutts, really, in dog terms. Good mutts out there that have just gotten better and better and better, and they're winning these dog shows now.
Yeah, that or the land of misfit toys, you might call them. I think we discussed that article in The Athletic about a month ago or a month and a half ago about T.J. Altenberger and their staff's recruiting philosophy, called it Moneyball. And the interesting part I took from that is when they recruit a player, his sphere of influence is they want the parents, the high school coach, the AU coach, and that's about it. If there's a bunch of hanger-oners, they will not recruit that player because they want as few voices in that player's ears as possible. I think that philosophy has paid off tremendously for TJ and that Iowa State program.
Kevin, all rosy right now, but you know darn well that a lot of potential pitfalls are on the horizon. Maybe Sunday at West Virginia, even though West Virginia is really beat up.
I tell you what, though, you know, I had the game in Kansas. Javon Small can single-handedly beat you. He's that good. A 6'3", 190-pound guard. He's leading the Big 12 in scoring. That is a little bit of a scary game for Iowa State because it's going to be a full house out there in West Virginia. They love their basketball. It's, you talk about Iowa, we've got Iowa and Iowa State. You go into West Virginia, it's West Virginia. There's Marshall, but there's not another big-time program in there. They really get behind that program. So that's going to be an interesting one for West Virginia. Their other center, Amani Hansberry, has been back. And he didn't play the game against Kansas, but he's back. That'll help West Virginia also. But the key there is going to be Javon Small. I think, though, Iowa State's got enough bodies to throw at him and wear him out. But he gave Kansas fits down there at Allen Fieldhouse.
Well, it's Iowa State's going to lose a game or two in the Big 12. I mean, at West Virginia this weekend, they go to Arizona. Back-to-back Arizona State and Arizona, but especially one day to prepare to go to the McHale Center to take on Arizona. They got to go to Kansas for a return match there. So, and they have to go to Houston, and that's a one-for there. There's going to be some losses, but, you know, this team is still built.
I thought the win at Tech was huge for Iowa State because that's a place a lot of teams are not going to win at. So if you're going to win the Big 12 title, you got to win at some of those places. West Virginia might be another one that you get a win at that puts you a leg up on other teams. Because if you look down, it's a gauntlet. You know, Houston, as you mentioned, and even making those West Coast trips. They're going to go to West Virginia, and then you got to go back to the West Coast. We always talk about the fatigue factor, if that will set in with these teams that are with these expanded leagues that are traveling so much.
Kevin, Iowa allowing 100 points a game on the road this year, and small sample size, three games, but it is 100 points a game allowed. And the only team that could ever get away with that is Ralph Miller's six-pack, in my mind. What? I mean, the courts are 94 feet wherever you go. USC's arena was not Hilton Coliseum. What is it about going on the road, Kevin?
Well, I think we've always used that term in coaching, that defense travels. So that may be all that I'll say about that because it didn't travel to Wisconsin. It didn't travel to Southern Cal. They were pretty good at Michigan. The good thing about this UCLA matchup is this is not a team that scores a lot of points. They're only scoring 67 a game in league play for UCLA. But this is a UCLA team that won their first two in the league, dropped their last four. Mick Cronin is going to be a little upset. So this is a virtual bear's den that the Hawkeyes are walking into.
Yeah, this is not the time to play UCLA. You mentioned Mick Cronin, and he's talking about all the ill effects of all the travel over the last 10 days. He gave all the facts and figures of it. But you know what? That's what you signed up for, right? He may not signed up for it, but UCLA and the Bruins and their athletic department signed up for cross-country trips several times during the basketball season.
Yeah, he had to go to Nebraska, and then he's had to go, and his last trip was a swing to Maryland and then up to Rutgers. So, he's feeling the effects of it. But like you said, he didn't sign up for football. Signed up for this, but they only have to go play once a week.
That's right.
It's much, much tougher on basketball teams where you're getting two games in. The Hawks, you know, they're going to stay out there on that swing, which most of these teams are doing. And, you know, first and foremost, guys, thoughts and prayers out to all those people on the West Coast that have been fighting these fires. We hope that they get that under control, certainly.
Yeah, still the game is still scheduled for Pauley Pavilion. Although that could change at any moment, depending on how things play out. I'll say this about the defense. And Kevin, being the coach, you let me know if my thinking is on or if it's way out of there. But I thought it was more disappointing in the USC game because I thought Iowa was trying their darndest to play defense. We've talked about matchups before. USC is a bad matchup for Iowa because they're tall, they're lengthy, they're physical. They do a ton of screens with Eric Musselman. They get a lot of mismatches. I mean, Brock Harding's having to guard a 6'7 guy. A lot of things that just don't work in Iowa's favor, and the rotations were just not quick enough, and they were just letting Wisconsin shoot wide-open threes. They were trying to play, I thought anyway, which didn't work well in L.A.
Well, Scott, I thought it was a little bit similar to what Wisconsin did. Iowa Hawkeyes really struggled with ball-screen defense, getting their what we call the tag man to rotate in, and a lot of times if you're a smart coach, you're going to make sure it's Brock Harding gets switched onto a big guy. And then when the ball gets reversed, their recoveries – they've struggled in communication on the recoveries. And we always have a term that we use, you know, own your own closeout. So when you come at a guy and you got the scouting report, you know, how fast do I close out? He can't beat me off the bounce. You're getting these teams. Once teams start getting in the paint, scoring in the paint, the next thing is going to be in the paint and kick out for open threes. And that's what's happened to this Iowa team. We've seen it for a long time, guys. I don't know if it's going to get fixed or not.
Kevin, take us a trip around the valley, a league you're really familiar with.
Whoa, well, I tell you what, Evansville Tuesday night at UNI, that was one of the most difficult games to broadcast in my life. I think they had 18 points at half, the Purple Aces. That is one that has fallen from grace. But they got an Italian kid they're going to get eligible, or he's hurt. They're really good. Bradley is surviving. Now, they smoked Indiana State last night. Northern Iowa's right in there, guys. I mean, that's 5-2. They're half a game behind Bradley. Belmont is always dangerous. Drake at 5 wins, too. I've got Drake at Indiana State on that ESPN window on Saturday. So even this is another one, too. Indiana State got smoked at Peoria. They might be a little ready to play against this Drake team. Drake's an interesting team because they play so ugly. You've got to kind of win their game, which is just getting down and getting gritty and I talked to Evansville, I said, who's the most physical team? Thinking Northern Iowa's front line would be with Hudson and Titan Anderson. He goes, oh, Drake by far. They push and shove and hang on you. He said, no question, it's the Drake Bulldogs that are the most physical front line that he's gone up against.
Interesting. Drake and Bradley still with pretty good net numbers right now. Not enough to get in at the present time. They probably can't lose more than one more, and they're going to meet. I know that, but, I'm still holding out a little bit of hope anyway for the MVC. I don't think it's going to happen, but.
I'm glad you are because I've seen it happen too many times. I think it's a one-bid league, unfortunately, because they just can't get the games. You know, look at Drake did in the non-conference with wins over Miami, who hasn't playing well now.
Vanderbilt.
Yeah, they've had some good spurts. They're kind of a bubble team right now. And K-State is just completely they've fallen apart there. So those wins are not given the same pizzazz on that net and those quad rankings for the Drake Bulldogs. Of course, Drake, that loss at home to Murray State is going to hurt you. We saw it last year with Indiana State. They lost at home to Illinois State. That just basically erased their chances of getting that large bid. And I think we've got the same thing this year. This is a league, guys. Even though they lost so many players in the portal, of the 16 players that got all-conference, 12 transferred, one graduated, or three graduated and one stayed, Duke Dean. So I don't know if my numbers added up, but it was something like that. But they've added some pretty good talent. What we have now is the middle of the valley is much better. UIC is good this year. Murray State has gotten better. Valpo's gotten better. So you're going to see a league – that's going to cannibalize itself. So the chance of a multiple bid, I think, is out the window.
Kevin, at this point in the season, I am not taking the SEC against the field. I'm taking the field because of teams like Iowa State and Houston and maybe a Duke and, you know, who knows, Gonzaga or Marquette or Memphis somebody gets hot at the end of the year. So, I'm taking the field, Kevin. What about you?
You didn't mention Kansas in there, did you?
No.
You always have to.
I think right now, I think I'd take the SEC. And I think the question I posed to you was, would you take for the NCAA championship the Southeastern Conference or the field. They've got, what, 10 teams ranked in the top 25?
Yep.
Yeah, they're going to have a lot of options besides Auburn. They've got Alabama in there. Florida's been playing well. Tennessee. I mean, I'm going to take the SEC, Mark.
Ole Miss with the win over Alabama. Yep. Yeah, a good league right there. And all is not rosy in NIL land. We talked about Indiana. You put out Chris Beard's name, so we're gonna put that in the recesses of our minds to see if he's the next coach in Indiana. But Cal, 0 for the league in the SEC so far, and K-State is bad.
You know, guys, you hear the numbers that they paid for players, and you wonder if those things are real. I mean, you're talking some these teams with $6 million to $8 million payrolls. I know Indiana paid a bunch for those guys. They got to transfer in. The one player from the big kid, Balo Angadis from Arizona State. Fran was talking about it when we were at the media day, how much Woodson had shelled out for guys. And Fran right then said, you know, there are not enough basketballs for this Hoosier team. So this world of NIL, I think you got to be so careful how you maneuver through that. And even with Kansas, you know, he wanted more depth. He wanted shooters. I heard you guys mention A.J. Storr. A.J. Storr, he can't play in that system. He's really struggled. I've been at their practices. I've watched him in games. He's just kind of a lost soul out there because that ball moves so quick at Kansas, and he's just used to having his hands. So you got to really – I think the coaches like Chris Beard and Brad Underwood that were JUCO coaches in their past understand how to reload rosters better than these guys that have not been in that situation. That's just my opinion on how that NIL is working. But I think Kansas State, I don't know if that coach is going to survive either, Jerome Tang.
Yeah, he's fallen out of favor, certainly, down in Manhattan. All right. I'll have fun at the Holman Center in beautiful Terre Haute this weekend.
Oh, I love that statue of Larry Bird out front. It's like 8 foot high, and I always go and try to take a picture blocking his shot.
Not many people have done that.
Oh, that's a cool place. They've renovated that. That's really a nice arena now.
Yeah, really is. All right. Hey, thanks, Kevin, for the info, and we'll talk next week.
All right, guys. And a good big shout-out for Jesus and Jeff. Thanks, guys.
You bet. All good listeners of ours here on KGYM. All right, we will step aside, take a break, get you a bowling night in America wrap-up when we return.
Robinhood Gold members can now enjoy the VIP treatment, receiving a 3% IRA match on annual retirement contributions. With Robinhood Gold, the perks of the high net worth are now available for any net worth. The new gold standard is here with Robinhood Gold. To receive a 3% boost on annual IRA contributions, sign up at Robinhood.com/gold.
Investing involves risk. 3% match requires Robinhood Gold $5 a month for 1 year from first match. Must keep funds in IRA for 5 years. Go to Robinhood.com/boost. Robinhood Financial LLC member SIPC. Gold membership is offered by Robinhood Gold LLC.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as $1 a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at GetEthos.com. That's GetEthos.com.
Did you know your skin is the largest organ of your body?
Huh?
That's why you should shower with Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash instead of plain old bar soap. Love your skin by super hydrating it with vitamin B3 and glorious notes of vanilla and shea. Did you know that my super hydrated skin is the second largest organ of my body? The first is my heart. Old Spice. Men have skin too. Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash. 24/7 renewing moisture. With daily use.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2024 Nielsen report.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Globe Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league, but they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the gym.
And time for a joyous wrap-up of Bowling Night in America, brought to you by May City Bowl on Trent Street Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the home of Bowling Night in America. Mark, the jacket, it's back. Well, not yet, but it will be back.
Yeah, the Rusty Nails topping the Pen Pals last night. Been nice if the guys had brought the jacket. I think they were assuming they were just going to retain it, but we swiped it last night, 19-11, and good bowling by the crew. And Troy Beeler and Jason Cole leading the way. I know you had a 600 as well, Scott, but
yep.
Troy and Jason having the second and third highest series in the league last night, which was not a lot of high scores.
Yeah, only won 700 last night, right?
Yeah, that was Ryan Bundy. He had a 715. Top game was A.J. Begley with a 259.
All right. There you go. And they had a good reason for they were running a little late last night. And so we'll get the jacket next week. We'll have the formal presentation and passing of the jacket from one team to the other. But if you would like to go out there, check out the pro shop, inquire about open bowling, you can do that.
They might even have a medium jacket out there to take a look at.
They might.
Know.
They've got apparel out there.
Give them a call, 362-0136, or you can visit the website, maycitybowlcr.com.
There you go. Check them out and tell them a big thank you, and tell them Scott and everybody sent you from the gym class. Well, we've got NBA basketball coming your way tonight for you right here on 1600 ESPN. As it'll be Houston and Sacramento coming up tonight. And we'll have it at 8:30 for you right here on 1600 ESPN. So a little Murray basketball coming your way this evening. Tomorrow it'll be the pick six. We'll take a look at the divisional NFL weekend and Iowa-UCLA. All that coming up tomorrow. Have a great night, Mark.
Will do. Talk to you tomorrow.
You've been listening to The Gym Class here on 1600 ESPN.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes?